Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast brought to you by Damiano Pizza, Pasta, Beer, and Bourbon, located in Lexington, Kentucky at 503 South Upper Street. It is all the fabulous Italian dishes that you've grown to love, whether it's pizza, pasta. They also have chicken wings, which Nua loves so much.
That's right.
A fantastic happy hour, by the way. I mean, you really can't beat that. In a lovely location right across from Target on campus. We love Damiano so much. We eat there all the time. If you go, please tell them Lee and Haley sent you.
Absolutely. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Lee and Haley Overtime. We're excited to be here and glad that you're here. What's up?
I'm fighting off some sort of crazy infection. I don't know if the testing's coming back. It could be Ebola. We're not sure yet.
What? Something you want to talk about or?
Well, no, I don't know. No, I woke up this morning and I was coughing and hacking and I don't feel sick.
Is that why your shirt's unbuttoned so low?
I didn't know that. Sorry.
I'm trying to get the cough out the front of my chest.
I may have blown it out. I may have blown a button out in one of those coughs.
Did you smoke too many cigars last night?
I did not. I did I did partake a little too much. It got away from me. I was hanging out with my buddy Richard and... And next thing you know, I'm walking home and I decided, well, why should this night end here?
Sure.
Let's go have an espresso.
Oh, nice.
At Frank and Dino's.
Sure.
And I ended up there for another 20 minutes. I was still home in bed before 9.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't quite recall the walk.
Oh, no. Well, that's a good thing you were walking, though.
And then I was going through my phone scrolling and I realized, oh, God, I was calling people.
Oh, no.
And I have fragments of that conversation.
I wish we could get those people on the horn right now and be like, what did Lee say to you last night? I'm sure it was thrilling. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Okay, but no cigars. Then it couldn't be. And when you say you had an espresso, you mean an espresso martini.
Yes.
Okay. You're not European and having espresso after dinner. No.
I like my upper with a downer.
That's right. Okay, well, that's all right. Well, so then I'm just trying to figure out maybe the origin of your cough. It could just be seasonal allergies. The weather's up and down right now.
I don't think it's allergies because, as you know, my latest allergy test, they said I'm not allergic to anything.
Yeah. When was that, though?
No, it's about 20 years ago.
I was going to say, your latest. You act like you had it last night as well. You're like, popped over to the bar after my allergy test.
That's my latest.
Why don't we go get you an allergy test?
We could do that for the show.
Let's do it. Let's see if your body is still, what do they say? What have you always said? You have the laziest
immune system on the planet.
Yes.
It doesn't want to fight anything.
Sure. Yeah.
Because allergies are an autoimmune deficiency.
Yeah.
It's fighting stuff it's not necessary to fight. It's not a danger to you, but your body has perceived it as such. And now you're sick.
Wait, is that really what it is? So, like, yes. Pollen is not bad for you? Your body's fighting it off?
It thinks it's some sort of invasion.
Well, it's just dirty yellow powder. It's scary.
Yeah, most people, it's just an irritant that doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
You don't need to cough and hack and sneeze and get sore throat.
Right. But oh, so you were you coughing overnight? Or just this morning you wake up and you're having?
This morning.
So it's contagious.
I saw some funny meme of a lady reading a romance novel and the caption said, while reading about the hottest man that could take you away on his chariot, but listening to your husband in the bathroom.
I saw that and he's in there like Yeah, the bloom really comes off the rose. Goodness gracious. That's so funny.
I don't know how women do it.
Do what?
Men are
be with men?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly.
They're nasty.
They really are. Men are so gross. Women are gross too. You guys know it's all tongue in cheek. But men are gross. But I mean, humans in general are gross. But men especially. This is an interesting conversation. I think you and I have had this before, maybe not on the podcast or the show. We've talked about like everything men do, straight men, is for women.
Yes.
So like if women were off the table, how often would you really shower, shave?
I wouldn't.
How hard would you really work?
I wouldn't buy cologne. I wouldn't brush my teeth.
Right.
I wouldn't do any of that
Right.
stuff. Why would I?
Exactly. Why? Just so you feel clean? I don't think so.
No.
You're just peacocking all the time.
Yeah.
No,
I try to make myself.
So I guess it's probably the same for gay men as well. They're no longer trying to attract a partner. It's just men in general. Women, I think a lot of times, like I don't know. It's hard to imagine, like, if I wasn't attracting the opposite sex or whatever sex you're attracted to, I don't know. For me, I feel my best when I'm really clean, when I look good. I believe in the look good, feel good principle.
I agree with that, but the reason I feel good is because I feel like I'm optimum peak where I could attract a mate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, maybe that is. But I don't know. Like, for me, like, do you not feel, like, so good when you get a shower and you're, like, so clean and, or no?
No, I do.
Like, you
could
lay in your own filth? No,
well, I have.
Well, who hasn't?
It is lovely.
And the scents, the natural aromas, the musk.
No, you're right. I think you feel better when you're clean. I mean, that goes back to being a kid, you know, that you're forced to take a bath or a shower.
When you're a kid, you're like, what is the point?
But when you, afterwards, you feel great.
I don't think so. I think as a kid, I never really cared.
No, I felt better as a clean as a whistle kind of guy.
I'm trying to think. I don't remember ever considering bathing as a child. My mom made us every day.
Oh, yeah.
But if it was up to me.
Well, it's like they fight you. I think every parent deals with the battle where you fight them to get them in the tub, and then you got to fight to get them out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you're in there and the prune fingers and you're playing. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, everybody have a beverage. Mm-hmm. Or as my buddy Scott Wilson would say, everybody drink.
Everybody drink. Everybody drink. Okay. Well, besides your cough of unknown origin, how else are you?
I feel pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I need to get healthier.
What's wrong?
Well, I don't eat right.
Oh.
Last night.
Oh, what'd you have? Take us on a culinary adventure.
I'll tell you what I had. You saw what I had. At 3 a.m, I found myself in my kitchen eating that pasta from that place that we went to for lunch on Friday.
Oh.
It had been in my refrigerator, and I hadn't really eaten anything yesterday. That's the other issue I had. So I had a small salad, and that's it. And then I went cocktail shopping.
Then you were just sampling.
Yeah.
Just a little cocktail
with
shop.
With my buddy, Rich, who hadn't seen Richard in a while.
Yeah.
So and that's, you
You're
know,
catching up.
We were catching up in revels.
I love it.
So we reveled.
I love it.
And then I woke up like, I'm kind of hungry.
No like, wonder.
And then like at 3 a.m, I'm eating some kind of chicken pasta dish.
And honestly, that might have saved you. Although if you got home at 9.
I slept for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I woke up at 3.
And you're like, I got to carb.
I got to eat.
I got to eat.
And then go right back to bed.
That's right.
And then complain about being doughy.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, yeah.
Idiot.
Oh, me. My favorite. What is your favorite, like, hangover food? Like, if you're hungover. Like, you're not hungover today.
No.
Because it was so early yesterday. Okay, like, if you're hungover, is there a certain food? Let's say the normal situation. You've woken up on a Sunday and you're hungover. What is on the docket menu-wise for the day?
Probably a Bloody Mary.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. No, a Bloody Mary. If you're having to, for me, I'll do a Bloody Mary if I'm having to still go somewhere. Like if I wake up hungover and it's like I've got to go function still or go do stuff, a Bloody Mary is all the way.
I mean,
you got to have it.
It sounds cliche, the hair of the dog kind of thing, but boy, does it level a person out.
Oh, my gosh. It totally does. Like,
I need to get back to being drunk.
Yeah.
So I feel better.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. God. Now, are you having anything with the Bloody Mary? Or you just having the cocktail stick with the olives on it?
Really, it could be anything. You know, probably something salty.
Yeah. When I was in college, my hangover food for me and all my friends was Domino's pizza.
Mm.
Like a Domino's pizza was pretty much the unspoken. Well, I guess we're ordering pizza, right? And it was Domino's. Now I love a sub sandwich and chips.
Mm.
Like I love to DoorDash like Jersey Mike's or something, and then maybe pizza later. Pizza's kind of always in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
It's the soakage. You get the bread. It's so good.
Mine's a Cadbury egg.
Really? So
yes.
Now, most of the time, they only sell those, at least in America, around Easter. But
I have
you
to stock up.
You stock up
in case I have
during the Easter
a binge
season.
Night. Yeah.
I love Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I got a.
They're on the dog. Got me a canned bloody. Guys, he's popping open a hot, cold Fresca that he's pouring over ice in a coffee mug, which I find offensive.
Why?
The only things for me that should be in a coffee mug is coffee, tea, or ice cream. I love to eat ice cream out of a coffee mug. I don't want to hear it. The bowl gets too cold if you're doing a bowl. A coffee mug, you hold the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand doesn't get cold. Mm-hmm. Then you're in there. Oh, it's so good.
That's a good idea.
That's all my, I think my dad used to do in bowls, but as a kid, I started doing that. I also, if I'm just wanting cereal as a snack, it's not really for breakfast. I like to eat cereal with milk out of a coffee mug.
I may go downstairs and get some ice cream.
Oh, ice cream sounds so good right now. What would be your flavor choice? If they had any flavor you want.
Can't wait to tell you. Vanilla.
God, you're the worst. And I know you mean that. And I love vanilla ice cream.
I do mean it.
I like to add cookie butter to my vanilla ice cream. Like a little spoonful of cookie butter on top, and then you go in there and the cookie butter.
Sorry.
What is going on?
It's a tickle.
What can I do to help? Hit you in the throat. If I get Nua to get a running start from his office and run and hit you in the back like a little baby.
That doesn't help me.
Do you need burped?
No. But I'll let you try.
No, I'm good. Okie dokie. Well, what are you watching? Let's do our Media Rex.
Well, I watched the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I still think about it.
Yeah.
I love that show.
It's a good show because it's not only, it's all these, every year I'm like, there are this many legends left that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They get inducted, which is cool, but then all these other performers come out to sing their songs or the artist songs or whatever. It's a good production.
A couple of the performers were a bit salty.
What do you mean?
Well, that took them that long to get in.
Oh, like.
And they even put that in. The best part of the entire show, in my opinion, is the little, 5-minute film they make
about the person.
I love that.
No,
and
it's
I assume
good.
They probably show that at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've never been to.
I've been to it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was awesome. In Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I love that. But, Cher has had a hit record now in 7 different separate decades.
Just not enough, Cher. We're so sorry. You'll need to do more.
Yeah, what do
that
you...
That is insane.
What do you got to do to get in?
Yeah, it's like, how did these other people get in ahead of her? How was she not in 30 years ago?
I don't know.
Well, she's in now, and that's all that matters. Maybe they want the attention of letting someone in after so long of people being like, oh, yeah.
Dionne Warwick, another person.
Yes.
It took forever. Ozzy Osbourne. Another one?
These people were all inducted this year?
Yes.
What were they waiting on?
I don't know.
That is actually insane.
I mean, there's a lot of old folks in there. Peter Frampton?
Peter Frampton, your boy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I was in Cleveland when I worked in news. I was covering the NCAA March Madness. And that year it was in Cleveland, and we went there. And during one of our off days, me and some of the other reporters, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And actually, I think we may have shot a piece there or something, too. I don't know, but it was really cool. Really, really cool. So go check it out. It's kind of in a random location. I thought I was like, that?
It's right on the lake.
Well, no, not in the city. The fact that it's in Cleveland, Ohio. Uh-huh. I remember being like, wait, that's here? Which, I mean, great.
Well, there's a reason for that. I forgot. But
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's...
That was almost 10 years ago when I was there, so...
It opened in the late 80s or 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cher had her 20th album out. And they were like, it's just not going to work, hun. It's not going to work.
I'm trying to think. I've been to Cleveland.
The land.
Once. Private jet. A friend flew us up there to shop. Which... I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
And that was...
Wow.
But it was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to do it, that's the way to go to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dated a girl who lived in the suburbs. Her parents did, in a place called Chagrin Falls. And so I've been around, and they had their people there. Their people are called the Cone Lickers. Or maybe that's what they refer to tourists as. Cone lickers.
Oh, because they're walking around licking an ice cream cone?
Yeah.
Checking it out?
Yeah.
Not in the cold months. When we were there, it was winter, obviously, during March, and it was so cold. That cold that cuts through every coat you have on.
Yeah.
Chagrin Falls. I love the word chagrin.
I think...
Much to my chagrin.
I think Tim Conway's from there.
Chagrin Falls, Ohio?
I believe that to be true.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. It's either him or Bob Newhart. Somebody like that's from there. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Let's see. Did you know there is a new season of Unsolved Mysteries out on Netflix?
I did see that. Yes.
I started it a couple nights ago. I watched 2 episodes. This season, not as good as the others. It's more, if you're more into true crime Unsolved Mysteries, this new, you know, because they brought it back a couple years ago on Netflix and it's been great. And they've been dropping new seasons. Well, they just dropped a new season like, I don't know, recently. And so I started watching it the other night. The first episode is a true crime, which is really good. But the rest of them, if you're not into aliens, paranormal, whatever, that's what the rest. It's only four episodes in this new season, which is already a small season. Mm-hmm. But I am watching it. And I don't mind watching that kind of stuff. I find it very interesting. But I'm just warning you, some people I know would be like, no, I want to watch true crime. So I watched a true crime one the other night, and then last night watched one. It's about Roswell. And they're investigating the alleged government cover-up.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, the original host of Unsolved Mysteries was a guy by the name of Robert Stack. Someone the other day... You know, when you and I go at it and I start doing the affectation to my voice, mm-hmm. you know, when I, oh, I don't think so. Oh, they yeah. go, you sound exactly like Robert Stack. And I went, you know what? I believe I do.
You kind of do. When we originally heard. Yeah, last night they aired some original footage of him in this episode because they did an episode in the 80s. On Roswell. Uh-huh. And so then in this new episode, they're showing clips of that. And it's Robert Stack standing in front of an airplane hangar, like in his gorgeous trench coat. No man has ever looked so good in a trench.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
yeah,
I love him.
I never thought That's quite a compliment.
I mean, Robert Stack is iconic.
But I didn't, that was not my intention to sound like Robert Stack. But I thought, well, you know what? I kind of hear that.
Robert Goulet. So good luck to
Robert
you.
Robert Goulet.
Well, that's funny. Anyway, so I started watching that last night. Let's see. I've been doing some reading lately. I think I shared with you.
Well,
our employee
will
Kelly
get you
is inspired.
Nowhere. You need to stop that immediately. That's the last thing we need is a woman reading.
I know. That's what my teachers always said. They're like, cut out the reading. Don't do it anymore. No, so I've been reading basically every suspense novel by the author Megan Miranda. I think I mentioned it last week or the week before. Our employee Kelly is an avid reader, and she has gotten me back into it. Just, I don't know. It's so much more calming at night than scrolling your phone or eating pasta at 3 a.m. No offense, Robert. But anyway, so I've been reading that, really, really enjoying it. I read the one, I finished it two nights ago, called All the Missing Girls. It's just really good. Most of her books, I wonder if she's from there, or at least I think the three I have read are all set in the mountains of North Carolina.
No. Oh.
So I wonder if she's from there, the author, because she, I think the last three, at least the last two I've read were both set in the mountains of North Carolina. I can't remember if the other one that I read was. But anyway, so I'm just like, maybe she's from there and she...
I used to play golf with all the boys that you know at a course.
I know so few boys.
Called
they all golf with you.
Called Springdale.
Okay.
All-inclusive little place. The food was magnificent.
Yeah.
And on the seventh tee box, which is elevated up there in the mountain, the first nine is the mountainside. You'd look across the way and you would see Cold Mountain, which is... Named
the movie,
yeah, the movie
with Nicole Kidman
and the book, yeah, Jude Law and Nicole Kidman, right?
Yeah, but there it was Renee Zellweger in that as
yeah,
well.
I think so too.
Oh, there, well, I never
and
saw
there's
that.
Cold Mountain,
and there it is.
There it is. You can see it from the seventh tee.
The only other cold. I mean, that's a super cold mountain. The only one it's second to is the mountains that are blue on a Coors Light can. Those mountains are cold. I tell you what. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that's where that was.
Yeah, North Carolina.
That movie is...
It's based on a real story, I think, about a Civil War veteran coming back during the war or something.
That was a big movie, Cold Mountain. I think they won. Did Nicole win like an Oscar or something?
May have been nominated.
That? Yeah, let's see.
And I think it was Jude Law, right?
Lee, that movie... Guess what year that movie came out?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be 2018.
2018?
I don't know. What, 1990 something?
Oh, no. 2003.
Oh,
that
wow.
movie is 21 years old.
Yeah.
Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. So did Renee Zellweger won?
She did win it.
In this classic story of love and devotion set against the backdrop of the American Civil War, a wounded Confederate soldier, Jude Law, deserts his unit and travels across the South, aiming to return to his young wife, Ada, Nicole Kidman, who he left behind to tend their farm. As he makes this perilous journey home, she struggles to keep their home intact with the assistance of Renee Zellweger, a mysterious drifter sent to help her by a kindly neighbor.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever saw it. I may have seen clips of it, but
I've never seen it, but it sounds amazing.
Sounds like it's right up your alley.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it does sound like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman. She's so gorgeous. I do love Renee Zellweger as well. Yeah. I've seen her. I've seen both of them in person. Mm. One of the greatest.
You have?
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest parts. Wait,
you saw Nicole Kidman with Keith Urban, I bet.
Yeah. And then Renee as well. This was, they both were presenting at the Country Music Awards, the CMA Awards. Mm-hmm. When I was in college, they had, as part of my, because I went to a college outside of Nashville, and so part of our media broadcasting was they basically used us as free labor to help with the CMA Awards. We were backstage helping stuff, but it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I got to see all, I mean, everyone's so up close back then, and then all the presenters too. Like, and so it was like, I did it like 4 years in a row, so I got to meet, you know, they... For the presenters, you know, it's people kind of on the fringes of country music or whatever, or married to country stars or the biggest actors, you know, that their teams get them in there to present, to help promote their next movie, TV show, whatever, or just like the current biggest stars. Like, anyway, it was really cool. So that's when I met Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. That's when I did not meet Nicole Kidman, but she was probably as close to you, as close to me as you are. And then same thing with Renee. So anyway, it was just really, really
cool. How was Renee? Petite?
Very petite. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Nicole. Nicole is one of those humans that you kind of can't believe is a human. She's so beautiful. Her skin.
Flawless. My God.
Flawless. She's so tall, so thin, just so regal. Like you're almost, she looks like a statue.
Like an alien.
Yeah. And then same thing with Hugh. Just God in heaven. I love him.
Yeah.
So anyway. Okay. So Cold Mountain. That's crazy. You've seen the actual Cold Mountain. We should see the movie.
All right. I thought of you. I was in Nashville last weekend. And I was walking around town, and I saw the CMT building.
Mm-hmm. I interned there in college.
Yeah, and I thought about you.
Oh, yeah. I would go there like 3 days a week for a whole semester. It was amazing. Yeah. I worked on the Top 20 Countdown show. It was where they did the Top 20 music videos of the week. And the host,
I love those shows.
Me too, and I don't think they do anything like that anymore. Because no one really does music videos anymore. Or
I think they do them.
But not as many.
Because if you go to, what is the, Vivo. I think it's Vivo. Uh-huh. I like saying that. You'll see videos there of every song, like Sabrina Carpenter. I had to look that up the other day because I'm a fan of that girl.
Love her.
She has videos that accompany every tune.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that was really, really fun. That was another opportunity where I got to see a lot of stars. I got to see Alan Jackson. He came in for our show. Every week they had a different star come in for an interview. It was really neat.
It's one of the saddest things I ever saw. I was on a tour bus. I got on a tour bus for a meet and greet with Alan Jackson. And you know, there's a long line, then they only let like 4 or 5 people in, and then 2 at a time in the back room with Alan Jackson, and he's standing there like a statue.
Yeah.
And you shake his hand, get a picture, and out you go.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, what all in existence? Like I'm a monkey at the zoo. I don't want to be living that life.
I don't think you'll ever have to.
I don't know. Any moment now.
Any moment now, your album's going to take off. And what would be the name of your debut country album, Lee?
Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog.
I think there actually is an album called Hair
There's
of the Dog.
There's got to be.
I think like, it's a rock album. Hair of the Dog?
Let me see. Let me put it in the old Google machine.
It's some rock band from the 70s or something.
Let's see. Hair of the Dog.
Album.
It's a studio album by Nazareth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Full album, 1975. It is the 6th studio album by the Scottish hard rock band Nazareth, released on April 3rd, 1975.
And they had a hit. One hit off that.
Okay, the songs are, you tell me when it comes to mind. Hair of the Dog. Miss Misery. Nope. Love Hurts.
That's it.
Love Hurts?
Love Hurts. Love something.
Ooh, they have one called Please Don't Judas Me.
Oh, well. Yeah,
what do you think that's about? Whiskey Drinking Woman, Rose in the Heather, and Beggar's Day.
Those I think that's just Love Hurts.
Yeah.
Ooh, Love Hurts. Yep, Nazareth. Hair of the Dog.
Nazareth.
I knew it.
You nailed it. Look at you. Your music history is really, really good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Now is as good a time as any to remind you there's a lot on the line this election season, from protecting the Social Security you've earned to supporting family caregivers. And you have the power to make the candidates listen, because voters 50 and over decide elections. That's why AARP Kentucky has created an election guide with the most up-to-date information about when, where, and how to vote. Make sure the candidates hear from you. Get trusted election information online at aarp.org/kyvote. votes. That's aarp.org/KYVotes. This ad brought to you by AARP. Now, if you're curious, because I was curious the other day, Election Day is obviously coming up nationally, Tuesday, November 5th. But in Kentucky, which is where we reside, I know some of our listeners don't live in Kentucky, but if you do, early voting is really close to Election Day. I looked it up. In Kentucky, it starts on Thursday, today. This episode drops today. The time we're recording this is a few days earlier, but if this gets posted at the right time, today, Halloween. Today's Halloween, the day this episode drops.
Wow.
Happy Halloween. So it is Thursday, October 31st through Saturday, November 2nd. So you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday to early vote. No voting on Sunday and then, or Monday, and then Tuesday, November 5th. It'll be big days. You can go there. Maybe there won't be long lines. Maybe there will. Depends on what time you go. But I don't know. I never early vote. I have a few times in the past, but very rarely. I'm thinking about doing it this year just to get it over with. I feel a lot of pressure on an election day about voting and when to go, and I get stressed.
Yeah. I don't.
You don't vote?
Stressed about it. No, I vote. Oh, you don't. I don't get stressed about it.
Yeah.
I do have my Halloween costume picked out.
What is it? Thank you to everybody. We on the Lee and Haley Facebook page, we got a ton of submissions from viewers telling us what Lee should dress as. So what are you going to do?
A lot of great ideas, too.
So many good ideas.
I appreciate it. I'm just going to borrow Bridget's and go as the dude from Saltburn.
It's going to be amazing.
And I go, what all is on this thing, Bridget? So she already had my pants. I let her borrow my pants.
She's doing, guys, if you've seen Saltburn, it's when Barry Keoghan's character... what is his name? Oliver. It's for the Midsummer Night's Dream Party. And so it's where he has the horns on his head, a white jacket that's open, white pants.
Yeah. So she went and paid like $200 for this prosthetic.
Was it really $200?
Chest plate. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She says it'll fit you. Because at first, Bridget was sending us photos and we thought she was topless.
It's hysterical. It's like a big latex top, basically, but it's a man's ripped torso because Barry Keoghan's character had an open jacket on, no shirt, and he is ripped. Good Lord.
So she says it'll fit me and I can wear that. And then she says you can have all the stuff, including the little bathtub. And that's where I said, no, thank you.
No, thank you. I will.
I'm not committing to that character.
There's a very big bathtub scene in Saltburn. Yeah, if you no, haven't seen you. It, we're not at liberty to talk about it.
I'm not
the
doing
church
that.
Prevents it.
Yes, I'm not doing that. No, thank you. Yeah. But I'll wear everything else.
That'll be amazing.
Yeah.
That'll be really, really good.
That'll be fun.
No,
are you going to dress up this Halloween for
I'm
anything?
Not.
Okay.
And
why is that? Don't you go to a party or two?
Not I'm not invited? A Halloweener. No, I'm actually, I've not been invited to a Halloween party this year.
Do you want to come to the one I'm going to? You can if you want. I'll invite you.
I don't know.
You don't know? You're just saying no? You can say no as well.
Well, I'm trying to think when it is. It's Saturday?
It's actually after Halloween. It's Friday.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Friday.
No, it's Friday
night. Right. I was trying to think when it was.
It's a Friday night, yes. So if you
Because I've been
go,
invited to that party many a time in the past, sure but I haven't have. Been able to go. So I'm sure the host wouldn't mind you inviting me. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I'm not offended that I haven't been invited to a Halloween party. I try not to be. I don't like Halloween. I don't know why. I think it's too much pressure. Like some people love to dress up for Halloween and kill it. I don't like it. I don't like pressure. I can't handle pressure. My life is constant pressure and I kind of can't take anymore. So a scenario in which I have feel pressure, even if other people don't feel like they're applying it, I kind of can't deal with it. So I'm just like, nope, I'm not dressing up. I'm not going.
We have some comments and questions from people.
Hit me with it.
By the way, if you'd like to participate on the podcast, you can send us your question or comment to ideas@leeandhaley.com.
That's right.
If you retired super rich and early, what would you do with your retirement?
Oh my gosh, if I retired super rich and early.
I'm getting to the point where it's not early.
No. No, you're what, 10 years left before you'd have to retire?
Well, if I have to.
I think when most people think retire early, they think in like their 40s. Like that seems like, but by the time you're in your 50s like you, it's like, okay, well, I mean, that's still early. The average retirement age is what, 65, 67?
I think it keeps getting pushed back.
I think so, because our inflation and our economy's cooked, but whatever.
I don't know. Because I would get
bored. I know. That's my thinking exactly, because I've been thinking about that lately, actually. And someone else brought this up to me and I was thinking about it and I was like, I think I'd have fun for the first like month because I'd go on like a vacation is what I would instantly do. I'd go travel. Right. But then I think I'd come home and after like being home for a minute, it'd be like, now what? So I think it would be really fun to be rich. You could travel a lot, but also I think you need to find ways to give back and do things that fulfill you, which giving back does fulfill you, but also...
So philanthropic work.
I think I'd do philanthropic work half the time, and then the rest of the time I'd be traveling.
I would go around as a menace to society.
Yeah.
I would...
Why wait?
Commit petty crime.
Oh.
Just see what I can get away with.
Just to pay your bail? You're like, I'm so rich, I can pay any bail.
I'd like to think I'd be Pierce Brosnan in... crap. Can't think of the movie's name. But he was the art thief with Rene Russo.
Oh.
She was a smoke show.
Zorro. Just kidding. Zorro. I have no idea.
Anyway, it was the second time the film was made. The first one was Steve McQueen.
Did this also have Salma Hayek in it?
No.
There's one where Pierce Brosnan and Salma Hayek are together. And yeah, there's a scuba diving scene. It's called like Sexy Sunset or something. Yeah, that's not what
it's
it
a
is.
Different one.
But it's called something like that.
It's right on the tip of it's something the affair.
Maybe the Thomas Crown Affair?
Thomas Crown Affair! Good girl.
Thank you.
How did you know that?
I don't know. I've just heard that. I've never seen the movie. I think I've just heard people talk about it.
You've not seen that? It's a fantastic movie.
Oh.
It's really good.
Okay. And it's so Steve McQueen did it originally. Which one's better? Steve McQueen?
I don't know. I think Pierce Brosnan is better because it's amazing what he does.
Once you've done Bond, what else is there? You know, you can slay.
He's sort of a James Bond kind of
guy.
Dude.
Is he Thomas Crown?
Yes.
Oh, what a name.
If you had to get a piercing, where would you get it? You've got some.
I do. I think we talked about this not long ago. I have double piercings in both my ears. So the regular and then one behind it. I would get a single third piercing on my left ear.
Hmm.
I don't want to get three on both. That just seems like a lot of earrings to put in every day. But then just use that one when I want a little something else fun.
Like what? A pearl?
Yeah, or just like I have so many earrings. I have an earring addiction. Like I buy jewelry constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Earrings. And sometimes there's not enough holes to put the earrings in.
Yeah. I don't have piercings.
Yeah.
So I don't know where I would go.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think for you. An earring would be weird.
I don't want
it just
that.
Wouldn't fit you. A brow is too noticeable. Your nose.
Nothing on the face.
No.
Wouldn't be face.
I would also consider, we've also talked about this, I'd consider a little stud nose earring right here.
Would you?
Yeah, nose ring.
You know, if you want to, fine. But then you're going to play with it all day. That's what Bridget does. She sets and plays with it. At some point, we have to spray her down or something.
Like a cat that's chewing on toy, just the water bottle. Bridget, stop!
Spray something on Bridget's.
We should do that sometimes. Sure. You guys do not tell her we're going to do that.
Quit playing with your nose, Bridget.
That's so funny. Yeah. Everybody's got a nervous tick. What? Do you have a nervous tick? Is there something you do when you're anxious?
Yeah, you caught me doing it.
Oh, yeah. You do the weird ear rub thing. It's not weird. Sorry, that was mean. You do the thing. Yeah, you kind of rub like the top of your ear when you're buying time or don't know what to do. You
self-soothe.
Yeah, self-soothing.
Self-soothe.
Yeah.
I said self-soothe.
I love to self-soothe.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I'd probably, this is going to sound creepy and weird. I'm trying to think where I would put it. Probably where the boys are.
Okay, now that you've done it, where exactly?
Where the boys are.
Right, I know that, but
well, in between there, you could do it. In between. I'm just saying.
That hurts me, and I don't even have that equipment.
It's always going to hurt. I don't know where to put this thing. But I don't want it being, I don't want anybody to see it.
Yeah, so if you had to get one.
If I had to, just put it there. Because anywhere else is going to really, I don't know. It all hurts.
It all does, yeah.
It all
hurts. You
have
no desire to get a piercing.
None.
No. I can't believe you said that. I'm hurting just thinking.
I'm just saying, if you had to do it.
If you had to do it. If they're like, if the decree went out across the land and they were like.
Put it right there.
Do it here. Yeah.
Let's just go for it.
Let's just do it. It's perfect.
If you had to get a tattoo, where and what?
Oh, no. Okay. I would get a tattoo that has like deep meaning to me. I don't know what that would be. It would have
Thomas
to be
Thomas Crown Affair.
It would be a bust of Pierce Brosnan.
That's not a bust.
It would be a bust of Salma Hayek. Hey, I love her. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Mm-hmm. But it would be probably the quote unquote cliche. I don't care. I'd do it like on the inside of my wrist, maybe, or I might do something kind of like behind my ear, kind of on the very back of like my scalp. I don't know. Maybe the inside of my arm. I don't know. So I don't know what it would be. I would need to think about it and have to be something with meaning, like, you know, a relative signature, or I've seen people that do a cute, like the shape of their dog's ears on them somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I need to think on it, but it would be something important. There's not like a movie or a show or a quote or anything that's impacted me enough where I could do that, because I'm just not a tattoo person. And so if I had to get one, though, it would be somewhere. It would be very small, somewhere kind of basic, and then something with meaning, I suppose. What about you?
USDA right on my right cheek.
Yeah, sure.
Grade A, it says.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a piece of beef you want
guys
to a sample.
Oh, my gosh. And where would most people have the chance to see this tattoo? Where would you be when they get to see, like, oh, my gosh.
Hopefully you never see it.
Then
but
why
you
are you
do,
getting it? But if you do, you're lucky to get. It's basically Wagyu beef.
Right. Maybe that's what I put. Wagyu.
Wagyu. Certified Wagyu. They say, don't they say, like, they feed Wagyu beef like a certain diet, but they also get massaged and stuff? You should be like, somebody's got to massage this Wagyu.
Yes. I need it to marble up real good.
Yeah, that'll be great.
There are a couple of guys I follow called Shepmates.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah, the
so hilarious
Aussies.
So hilarious.
That mimic. Well, lip sync. They lip sync sports broadcast.
Oh, it's hysterical.
They had a competition and a bet between them. They did.
Oh,
Olympic,
did one of them have to get a tattoo?
Yes, and it says inferior twin. So whoever lost had to have a tattoo that said inferior twin.
Oh my gosh, have you seen that Pete Davidson has had? Nearly, he said a couple years ago or a while ago he wanted to get most of his tattoos removed. Mm-hmm. He was just in public recently the other day. You know, he had not sleeves, but a ton of tattoos on both arms.
Much.
He walked out. He was like in public the other day. He's been at it. Okay. Like his whole left arm is like almost completely clear.
Wow.
So,
does it look scarred?
I didn't like study the photo, but I saw it and I was like, and it was on an like People magazine or something. It was like a side by side of him like last year with all the tattoos and then the recent photo. And I was like, oh,
wow.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's see what else.
So if you get a tattoo inferior twin, one day you could secretly get it removed.
Yeah. Here's a question from Kelly. When do you think Christmas begins?
Okay, listen.
I'm hard and fast on this rule. It's Thanksgiving, the day after, for me.
Is when the Christmas season can begin.
Yes.
See, I agreed for a very long time.
With me.
I have recently changed.
Why is that?
I don't know. When I was a kid and always growing up, I was very much in the mindset of Christmas is after Thanksgiving, so we can start celebrating. But the older I've gotten, the more joy we all need in our lives. And Christmas gives me such joy. I want to start celebrating it basically when Halloween is over. I don't know why what's happened to me. I used to get in fights with people about this, and I'd be like, give Thanksgiving its time. Let it be celebrated, and then we'll do Christmas. In the last couple of years, I've changed. People change, okay? And I am, as soon as this Halloween is over, which is today at the time this episode gets posted, I'm ready.
Not me.
I'm ready because it just means we get to celebrate it longer. We get like 2 months.
I don't need 2 months.
What do you need?
Why stop then? Why don't you just do it year round? You're not going to hold to any rules about it.
What rule?
Well, the rule is...
Yay! Who says the white jeans after Labor Day or white pants after Labor Day is stupid?
Yeah, that was the rule. Okay. I changed that rule.
Screw the rule. Screw the rule that you're talking about here. So you want a rule here. You don't want it when it comes to white clothing. Oh, so certain rules are good.
Yes, and I say what they are.
Oh, this is Lee's Book of Acceptable Rules.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. If you were president, what would be some of the dumbest laws you would implement?
No Christmas until after Thanksgiving. Yeah, President Cruz has decreed it. Now, what would the punishment be, Lee, if you found someone celebrating?
You had to wear an elf outfit.
Oh, no.
if we caught you celebrating.
Oh, no. Mm. That might make them happy, though. Because they're like, yes, I get to be an elf, which is very Christmas-centric.
We got the question we always get.
No one wants to know when we can go to lunch?
No. Kelly, if you had a hand where each finger contains an unlimited source of a liquid, it's always this thing.
Oh, I said your pointer finger is a liquid. She's saying...
What five would you want to have?
She's giving us five.
So you could have each finger would give you
a different liquid. So one hand, each finger has a different liquid. Okay, obviously, gasoline.
You need that?
I need gasoline.
Is it what octane?
It's going to be 89.
Okay.
No, it's going to be 93. Sorry, yeah. I was trying to think the top one. It's going to be 93 all day long. No ethanol. Next would be sparkling water that I could change the flavor of at any point. Mm-hmm. Vodka, because I love a martini. What else? Coffee. Mm. Coffee. And then perfume. Mm. A little perfume in this one that I could just go pss, pss, pss.
Out of the pinky?
Out of the pinky. It's very light and delicate. You just go. Pss, pss,
pss. I'd have, okay, I'll go with you on that. I'd have a cologne out of the pinky. I'd have Windex out of the thumb. So you kind of smudge.
Yeah, you just. Pss, pss, yeah.
Clean that up for you real quick.
I didn't realize that was such a pervasive issue for you.
I hate dirty stuff.
I'll say it. Be a man.
What else we got? I'd probably do gasoline.
So you've done these two, which is interesting. This is how you
perfume
started.
Perfume and Windex.
Now go here.
Yeah, I guess we'd do gasoline, bourbon, and then I don't know. What would the other one be?
One of us have said water.
Yeah, it could be water.
What about Fresca?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to get tired.
You like Fresca, but you might be out on it. So just water. Yeah. Good, because after I said my five, I realized I didn't say what, but I said sparkling water. And I've read studies have shown that drinking sparkling water offers you the same hydration as regular water. Except it will make you belch.
And our final question, who is someone you'd like to swap lives with for a week?
Taylor Swift.
Really?
The you want to live in all that the money, bubble? But mainly I have so many questions about the management of her life.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
I want to know all the dumb stuff, like who buys her groceries. She's constantly dressed to the nines, even in her streetwear. I'm like, is she buying that stuff? Are people sending it to her? Is someone picking it up? Who buys her skincare? Who schedules her dentist appointments? When does she do all that stuff? Mainly, I want to go because it'll be a fact-finding mission. I saw a TikTok about this recently, and a girl was like, I just want to know how she manages her life. Mm-hmm. And like, she really never repeats clothing. So it's like, what's her closet look like? Or she, I don't know. So that's mainly the thing. I'd love to have all the fame and money and just feel so powerful and happy. It would be wonderful. But also, I just want to know how it works. Mm-hmm. Someone of that level, how do they manage the day to day?
I'd be Ollie.
From Saltburn?
No.
In the tub scene?
No, the guy I'm looking at right now.
My corgi Ollie is here today.
Look at him, he's just laying on the floor.
He's just laying on the floor vibing. Laying on his side, chilling. I had to take him to the vet this morning.
What'd they do to him?
He's a yo-yo dieter.
They said he's fat?
Yeah, they didn't say he was fat. I raised the issue, and they looked. They were like, yeah, he has gained a little. Last year, he weighed a little much, and I got him on a little diet plan, and he lost weight. Well, he's gained it back and then some. Just a little. But, you know, 3 to 4 pounds is a lot on a little guy. And so I got him.
Is that why you bit my head off when I wanted to give him a pepperoni?
Yeah. Yeah. Every time he comes in the office, you sneak him treats and...
And that's the problem?
No. You're the problem. Mm. No, he just needs to cut down on his calories altogether. I need to get him to exercise a little more. But they said short walks, not one big long walk, which is what we normally do.
Oh.
He gets tired. So anyway, you want to switch lives with Ollie so people will hand feed you food, clean up your
poo.
I think
he's got a good life.
Yeah, he does. He has a pretty darn good life.
Just getting around getting fat. Just laying around getting fat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I do.
Oh, so really what would be the difference? You get to be nude all the time?
Yeah, I get to be nude.
You just get to be nude with a collar around your neck. Whoa. Well, hey, that's...
Again, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Very similar. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Hey. Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do, guys. Thanks so much. If you want to watch our show, our home market is Lexington, Kentucky. It is called The Lee and Haley Show. It airs weekdays at noon on Fox 56. We also air in a number of other markets. Check your local listings. Follow us on social media. Just search Lee and Haley, and the new episodes of this podcast drop every Thursday.
And go see our friends over at Damiano, 503 South Upper Street, Lexington, Kentucky, to make reservations, 859-303-8373. Pizza, pasta, bourbon, and beer. It is fantastic. We love it. Please tell them Lee and Haley sent you. Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. See you next time.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.